We're talking with State Attorney General Scott Pruitt. Let's talk first about WOTUS.
Okay.
Where are we really? I know there's a lot of talk right now, district court versus circuit court.
Yeah.
I know the Cincinnati court's where it kind of is right now. Is that where it's going to stay?
Yeah, the Sixth Circuit's issued a ruling saying that the jurisdiction is at the circuit court level, and all those cases have been consolidated in Cincinnati in the Sixth Circuit. So that's been resolved. And while the case is pending, you know, while we're arguing the merits of our case against the overreach of the EPA, we have a stay in place, a stay of enforcement against the EPA and their unlawful Waters of the United States rule. So we have certainty right now and protection against the EPA enforcing their rule.
Do you feel pretty good that may stay in place through the remainder of the Obama administration?
Well, I think for sure it will stay in place until the court, the Sixth Circuit, actually issues a ruling. At that point, it could be affected, but I don't think that's going to occur until at the earliest sometime later this fall. I'm hopeful that we make it into the next year, and if the Sixth Circuit rules the wrong way, we'll have a ninth Supreme Court justice at that point, and we'll be able to seek review by the U.S. Supreme Court. But right now we're in a good place. We have certainty on the stay. We have a Sixth Circuit that's consolidated jurisdiction, and I think we're in good shape at this time.
777, you indicated that you thought that the real battle might be in Tulsa.
You know, I think as you look statewide, I know that the history with respect to water quality in Tulsa has been a major issue for a lot of years, largely because of the lawsuit that was brought by the state against the poultry industry. And so because of all those things, I think that folks there will want to know, is this deregulation? Is this where the state will have no regulatory oversight with respect to water? Obviously, that's not the case, but that's what opponents of the state question 777 are going to say. And so for that reason, I think it's going to be a major area of importance to the passage of state question 777.
Have you actually had any litigation brought against you yet on 777?
There's litigation pending right now that has been initiated in different forms, and there may be additional, but it's just getting started.
Anyway, that could derail. It was asking of you in here, could that really derail a vote?
You know, at this point, it's hard to predict, although I would say that probably not. I mean, my view is that the litigation is going to be one of the means used by the opponents. It's going to be one tool, but the primary tool is going to be advocacy, I think, around trying to defeat it. That will be the major part of emphasis for them.